Over the last 3 years, the German Embassy has donated grant funds to educate University of Wyoming students about German history. Recently, the German ambassador, Peter Wittig, visited the campus himself. And while he was here, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with him to talk about what Wyoming can learn from Germany's own coal downturn, as well as the refugee crisis.
This transatlantic relationship between Germany and the U.S. and in a wider sense between Europe and the U.S. is more important than ever, because we live in a world that is in turmoil, really. The proliferation of crises has been so stunning over the years. Just think about the Middle East, which is basically in flames, and which also is the origin of that almost biblical movement of people, the migration of people, the refugees coming to Europe. So this transatlantic relationship, which is based, we should never forget that, on shared values of freedom and of human rights, of our philosophy, of prosperity, this relationship is more important than ever.
Yeah, that brings me to, you know, Wyoming is one of the only states that does not have a refugee resettlement program yet. Mm. And so any thoughts about, you know, the best way forward for Wyoming as we kind of are exploring how to help out with that refugee crisis? Mm.
Every country and every single federal state on both sides of the Atlantic has their own context, their own political debates, and their own absorption capacity. In our case, Germany has just been, how can I phrase it, overwhelmed by this wave of refugees. We took in 1.1 million refugees last year alone. That would be an equivalent to the U.S. Taking in 4.4 million in 1 year. So it was a lot of people coming in. First of all, there is a certain humanitarian standard that at least in our case, we want to comply with. The right to asylum is an important human right, we feel. And then, of course, migration and immigration can also be, if it's done the proper way, be a source of enrichment. In our case, we need immigration. We are an aging society, so we are well aware that we have to develop a mindset that allows for immigration and integration.
Yeah. You know, I know that Germany has really been working towards kind of moving away from a reliance on the fossil fuel industry. Mm-hmm. Many of Wyoming's coal companies have been going bankrupt over the last year. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can give a little bit of background about what that was like as your country was kind of working through this sort of situation.
We know the Wyoming experience that you are undergoing. German industrialization was basically powered by hard coal over decades and decades, not so much by brown coal, but hard coal. And it turned out in the 60s, imported hard coal became cheaper than sort of the nationally produced hard coal. So that threw the industry in a crisis, and we started to cushion sort of the repercussions that it had in the labor market. And now, in recent decades, indeed, we have started and initiated a rather ambitious program of transformation of our economy from fossil fuels to renewables. That is one of the, I would say, German trademarks in the energy policy. And that has so far created a lot of new jobs in that whole green economy segment. Officially, coal subsidies will be phasing out in 2018. So that transformation process in terms of subsidies has concluded. We have a rather elaborate system of a dual vocational training in Germany. So half of it is paid by the companies, half of it by public funds. Adult persons who lose their job in the mining industry retrain them. And that is, I think, one of the keys to mitigate the negative social effects when such an industry as coal is declining.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy day to talk to me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.